The streets of Toledo, Ohio, are calm today after a weekend protest by a neo-Nazi group sparked violence in one of the city's racially mixed neighborhoods. The National Socialist Movement alleged black gangs were mistreating white residents. Vehicles and stores were vandalized. More than 100 people were arrested, one police officer seriously injured. It appears that members of the National Socialist Movement were not far from the area, and this angered some residents. Roberta DeBoer is a columnist for the Toledo Blade, was at the scene on Saturday. She joins us now by phone from her office in Toledo. Very good of you to be with us today.
My pleasure.
How did things happen on Saturday? Take us through it.
The police had some intelligence, they say now, that in the days leading to this riot, that there would be some gang reaction to this crowd of National Socialist Nazis, really, neo-Nazi movement.
Mm-hmm. And
they turned out to be about 24 or 25, that's what I counted. The crowd against them eventually swelled to about 600 people as the day went on. So things got out of hand fairly quickly. The plan had been for the neo-Nazis to hold some sort of a news conference in a park, and they would then proceed through a pre-planned route through this neighborhood where they were saying lots of crimes had been occurring by black residents against white residents. They were ending their press conference when rocks, bottles, bricks began flying through the air between counter-demonstrators, and the police decided suddenly just to shut down the plan for the day. They whisked the neo-Nazis away under police escort, but the crowds continued to grow as the day went on. And the anger really that was directed at the neo-Nazis then sort of transferred over to the police and to anybody else who was around that area, and things got quite out of control.
Mm-hmm. These neo-Nazis, the organization, as I understand it, is based in Roanoke, Virginia. Were the people there from Roanoke or local?
Well, it's a little hard to tell. I know that the spokesman for that group is based in Roanoke, and he was certainly here. There were neo-Nazi members from Ohio and Michigan as well. There seemed to be not a localized contingent. They seem to gather here from a number of points.
Mm-hmm. And what about those who were protesting against them? Were these gangs that the neo-Nazis were protesting against, were they in evidence?
Well, it sort of depends on who you talk to and how you define a gang. Some of the community organizers that I've spoken with from the neighborhood say, well, they were gangs maybe in the sense that they were loosely affiliated with gangs. If you get 10 kids on a street, is that a gang? Well, yes, I suppose in the truest sense of the word. Police say yes, these were gangs. I went with the mayor and the fire chief and the safety director as they walked into a crowd of maybe 200 to 300 people and tried to calm the crowd, and there were quite a few Blood members there, and it was a very angry crowd. They were very, very angry about this situation of letting the neo-Nazis even come near their neighborhood.
Bloods as in Crips and Bloods?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Is there a big gang problem in Toledo?
I don't think there's a gang problem here any greater than any other urban area. Certainly, they're in evidence here. The problem now is certainly a lot better than it was in the early to mid-90s when gang activity was a lot greater in this area. You know, the police will tell you that that neighborhood where this occurred, in their estimation, it's not a terrible gang problem. Yes, there's evidence of gang activity there, but it's not out of control, they will say.
Mm-hmm. And what about the complaints of this neo-Nazi group? Are white residents, did they have problems?
I talked to an awful lot of people there Saturday. I was really on the scene from early in the morning till late in the afternoon when things seemed to settle down. And I've talked to an awful lot of people who live there. Most of the people I talk to say, no, we don't have many problems here. Are there occasional neighbor disputes? Of course. But is it racially motivated? No. For the most part, they say that is not the case. This neighborhood where this occurred, first of all, you know, if you turn on the television, you saw what appeared to be the entire city going up in flames.
It looked bad on cable TV, yeah.
Yeah, it really looked like, you know, quite the bonfire. In fact, this all occurred within a perhaps 6 to 8 block area, maybe a square mile. And if you went, even in the thick of things on Saturday, if you went 2 or 3 blocks outside of that area, people were cutting their grass, barbecuing. It was very contained to a very specific part of town.
What about the mayor? Jack Ford is an African-American himself. He must find himself in a somewhat awkward position today.
I would imagine he does. When he waded into that crowd on Saturday afternoon and tried to calm things down, he did not get a warm reception. A lot of people there said, man, you're black. You're one of us. Why did you let these neo-Nazis in here? Part of what he tried to explain to them was this was outside of city or police control. The neo-Nazi group did not ask for a parade permit. In fact, they asked for no special accommodation at all. They said, we're simply going to walk down the sidewalk. We're going to exercise our right to peaceful assembly, which left the city, as they explain it, with very few options to control this, other than to try and provide some sort of protection or buffer against what turned out to be, in fact, a very angry crowd.
And of the 100 people who were arrested, I assume the great majority are African American.
I don't know that to be a fact, but I suspect that that is the case, yes.
And do we know if any charges are going to be filed?
Yeah, well, they're processing people through court today, arraigning people, letting people out today. So, yes, there are about 114 arrests, and they're proceeding.
And just in general, have there been racial tensions in the city of Toledo? I mean, I don't mean historically, probably everywhere there have been, but of late?
You know, it's certainly my sense that we are no more troubled racially than any other urban area. We're about 300,000 within the city, maybe 500,000 in the metropolitan area, and we certainly have our racial problems like any American city that has problems with race, class, all of those things. I don't think we're any better or worse than any other city of our size.
Roberta DeBoer, thank you very much for your time today.
A pleasure.
Roberta DeBoer is a columnist with the Toledo Blade newspaper and joined us from her office in Toledo, Ohio. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.